Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In Advent, we help one another to learn how to be better at waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He came so long ago in the form of a human being that we tend to talk more about preparing for Christmas, and the less we feel that we're actually waiting on something to happen. But Christ is coming, and we do truly wait for that day. And we need Christ. We need his rule. We need his spirit in all times and in all places. And by waiting, I mean more than just dwelling upon something that has not happened yet. We look forward to it. We look forward to a full and faithful possessing of the great and glorious day that comes with the reign of Jesus Christ. Psalm 37 helps us to realize this waiting needs a quality of patience and endurance. We wait with patience. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust in him also, and he shall bring it to pass. Patience, joined with such rest, means that trust doesn't stop. The writer of Hebrews chapter 12 describes it as a race. It is described there as an endurance race. And the big point of an endurance race is not to get through the race first, it's to get there at all. It's to finish the race, to stay in the race until you finish the course. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth, says Jesus? Will we endure in waiting and patience? Faith is a gift of God, and it's the most wonderful of things. But what counts is that it doesn't stop. It continues. We live in an impatient world in which people get ulcers from worrying about things too much. We race about from here, there, and everywhere. The tranquilizer industry is booming in these last days. Impatient disfigures our revelation. It makes us petulant. It makes us irritable and self-centered. But when faith loses that quality of patience, then something happens that's actually much worse than all of the negatives there. What it means is saying, I'm supposed to believe in God, and I'm supposed to believe that he is indeed taking care of me, but he doesn't seem to be on the job today. And it rots our faith. I'm supposed to be trusting in the Lord God for all that I have, but all I really get on a daily basis is the favor of the Lord. All I get is righteousness. All I get is love and kindness. All of that means nothing unless you can translate it into health and prosperity and comfort. And I've been counting on God to help me for all of these things, and so now I might as well just give up because he's not going to give me that which what I actually want, which is health and wealth and prosperity and comfort. You see what's going on there? Our primary relationship to God with our Father is in peril. It's in peril. And our impatience towards God is critical. The underlying thing there, is God too cheap? Is God too small? Is God too careless? Is he too imaginary to actually help me with the things that I actually need help with? Is our impatience that poisons that faith in Jesus? It makes way for grumbling and envy and fault finding, and it's pulling down the curtain of God and turning off the current and trying to illuminate our lives by rubbing two sticks together and complaining that we didn't get anything done. Hence, we need to realize God's power, God's love, God's guarantees. It shall come to pass. He will act. And how do we know that he's going to act? Because he already has. He's already acted. He's already shown us what he's going to do. This is the curious double door of Advent. And the fact that it looks forward into the future to the coming of Christ, but it also looks backwards through the back door as well as we look back to the first coming of Jesus as an infant. In Advent, we seek to grow our patience so that we might endure, so that we might last until the coming of our King. Advent proposes us to clear the heart, to make it clean, to make it joyous. Advent is God for I have acted. My plan is flawless. It is coming to fruition. Right before your eyes. Wait and see. Jesus calls himself the truth. That means the one in whom God's faithfulness to the world has appeared. As we refresh the scene, as we recall the faithfulness that God has given unto us in the blessing us of his own Son, we find the power from God to keep faith alive, to keep faith working in our daily life. For Christ God has said unto us, I'm not going off the job. No matter how it looks, God continues to be God, to care, to learn, and to cajole, and to work all things out for the benefit of those who believe in him. I've already proven this unto you. I've already worked for your rescue. I promise you can count on me. As we wait for patience, we say, let us not forget the reverse, to be patient in our waiting. Most tested Christians are apt to fall into the trap of imagining that patience is simply some sort of a resignation. We admit that God is bigger than we are, that his timeline is different than what we would have it. So we withdraw into a stupor of inaction, hoping that good things will come forward at some place, and then we call that faith. But it's just this sort of noiseless grumbling that our patience and endurance is found to be wanting. It's waiting, is always waiting for someone or something, otherwise it's merely just sitting around. We are waiting for God's answer. We are waiting on God's rescue. We are waiting in with and under God's word for a gift that he's going to give us at his time, on his pattern. And we're patient with that waiting for that ultimate revelation of God. This is why Advent waiting is always so simultaneously with the looking forward with a firmer faith and with a greater recognition of God's presence and his mercy for our tomorrow with the ultimate rescue and another life altogether. Through the wear of tears, through the heaping up of cares, through the mountains of responsibilities, tend to pull our vision back away from the future and back into the present. Advent is the practice of waiting for God in his new age, of waiting that looks forward to this ultimate gift, for God gave up his Son for our sins and raised him unto righteousness that we might live in that faithfulness forever, for we are already citizens of heaven. This is a gift that's already been given unto us. We just wait for it to manifest itself. And this gift was given to us by virtue of our baptism, strengthened in the body and blood of Jesus Christ that comes to us on a weekly basis, in with and under the recognition of Jesus, the King of the universe, coming to save us. He will do it. We're just going to wait. In Jesus' name. Amen.